on a scale from 1 to 10, my friend, you're fucked. In lack of other words, I'd say you're fucked. You are, as they say in Japanese, fucked from the head down to the knees. I am sorry to inform you, you are fundamentally fucked. But people will forget as time goes by.
You're fucked.
What if I tell them that it was some other girl? I don't think you understand by far how completely super fucked you are. You
pause that. We'll do a little outro with the rest of it. Oh. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Man Room Radio, the show where you're fucked.
That was great.
I'm your host, Levi, and this is episode 2.98. With me, another co-host, Gio.
Hey, everybody. I'm Gio, and today's fun fact is brought to you by New Balance. New Balance makes great compression boxer briefs that feature a fly cradle, which means it's a little sack for your guy.
Sack?
Yeah, man.
It's a sack?
Yeah.
Are you wearing
Let me just read this quick little review. Love them. Didn't know how I was going to feel about the whole pouch thing, but sweet baby Jesus, it's like it's being cradled. Like a hammock just for my Johnson and his buddies. Feels great.
All right. Thank you for that. That was interesting. And informative. With me, another host who refuses to use a flashlight even in the dark, Ryan.
That was You're Fucked by Yelvis. Elvis? Yelvis.
I don't know how you say it. Yelvis?
I feel like it's Yelvis.
Yelvis.
Y-L-V-I-S.
Elvis.
Elvis?
Yeah. Silent Y. Elvis. I'm Norwegian, so.
Elvis.
Nailed it.
All right, guys.
What do you got in store for us today?
I have two. Hey, wait.
Real quick.
Okay.
Can we just say hi to Sam? I saw her the other day, and she's like, hey, I've listened to every one of your shows, and I love you guys. So she's like, one of these times, could you just say hi? So.
Dude, big fan shout out to Sam.
You know Sam.
Yo, Sam, what's up?
She's probably just at her cubicle right now, not knowing what's going on, and now she's just...
Sam, I want you to know right now, from the bottom of Man Room Radio's heart, that this episode is for you.
Absolutely.
If everybody else can listen to it, I guess, but this is
Sam's
episode.
Yeah, I kind of feel like Sam's the only one that still listens.
Sam, if someone says... which episode of Man Room Radio is dedicated to you, you can tell them, you're fucked. Because that's the name of this episode. It might seem awkward in conversation, but I'm sure they're a listener and will understand. Okay, I have two segments we're going to do, like some ones we've... You know what we haven't done in a long time?
Top 10 minus 5.
Yeah, we need to do one of those. That's not what we're doing today.
What's the other one? Is that what you were going to say was we haven't done in a while?
That's one we haven't done in a while, but... Here's two. One we've been doing recently is Millennial Corner.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So
we've done Millennial Corner. We've done Science Corner. We've done Gear Grinder Corner.
I've got a Gear Grinder.
And what? Oh, I feel like we got another one too. Like one with the weird techno music. Is that the Millennial Corner?
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Although I gotta say, Gear Grinder, I feel like every episode is just me grinding gears.
Yeah, it is a lot of it.
A lot about the world pisses me off.
You're just a crotchety old man.
If you leave your garage, you're probably grumpy about it.
Like... You're right. This is the only place I'm happy. All right. Well, I'm gonna do that first. What grinded my gears the other day?
All right. Cue up the grind the gear music.
Well, he's gotta stay paused because we gotta finish your fucked.
Yeah, we're gonna listen
outro.
To your fucked later.
Oh wait. Okay.
I mean, I guess I can come back to the 44-second mark.
He can do that.
I think it's worth it.
He's so smart, man. You know, that's why I have Ryan here. It's purely for his intelligence.
I remember the day we hired him.
I remember. We're like, we've got the host.
Yep.
We've got the like wiry moody guy, we just need the smart guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to let... Is the music about to play?
It's going. It's just...
Oh, okay.
Here we go. I want to hear what grinds
your gears. This is real angsty.
Let's get serious about this. Okay. Shit.
So I'm at work.
I can't tell if this is a horror story or grind my gear corner. Go for it.
And I get thirsty. So, like every good employee, head on over to the water cooler.
No.
Which at my company has an ice machine attached to it.
Oh, nice.
When I get there,
there's
a man standing in front of me.
I'm on the edge of my seat. Tell me about this man.
You really fucked this up, man.
The man already has a cup.
and is filling it with water.
No.
Wait. You're not about to say what I think you're about to say, are you?
I use this time to grab myself a cup, which I will need. Assuming by the time I retrieve my cup, he'll be finished. I get my cup.
Ryan can't handle it. He's spinning around his chair.
This is too much.
You get your cup.
But to my dismay,
there's no cups left.
Please don't finish my story.
One of these days you'll get it right. Oh, it's getting interesting.
He's still standing in front of the water machine. And starts to drink his water right there.
No.
Perplexed by his actions, but not wanting to have a weird conversation with the man, I wait for him to finish. He chugs the entire cup of water.
Refill.
Then he turns to the water machine and fills up his cup again.
No! No!
Without getting back in line?
He has remained in the same position the entire time.
And you're just standing behind him all polite?
Yes. Now! At this point, the man turns and realizes, I'm waiting for water. So when he finishes filling his second cup, he backs off of the line and proceeds to chug his second cup of water. I go in. Fill my water.
You have to tell every story with this music now.
Satisfied with the level of water in my cup, I begin to walk away. And as I leave, he steps back into the front of the water cooler and fills up for a third time.
How big is this cup?
Like one gulp size.
Standard.
Yeah, standard. Like a shot, like 2 ounces?
It's a standard 8 ounce cup. Who the fuck is that thirsty? Like, I was ready to punch this guy in the face. And that, listeners, is the story. What grinds my gears?
Oh my god, epic!
I'm the asthma now. Oh.
I don't know what happened.
Ryan, hey, you know what?
It worked out.
We talked a few days ago about this new way to do Grinds My Gears segment,
I'm glad
the
new
song. Great job on the song.
Thank you.
That went exactly as we planned for it, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh.
Do you have the music for the Millennial Corner?
Yes.
Get that queued up and ready to go.
I can do that.
But yeah, in all seriousness, I was so mad at this guy.
That's like, a lot of water, dude.
You have no right to be that thirsty.
How do you not? You have no right.
No one has a right to be that thirsty. You look it. There's this guy's not doing manual labor, right? He works at a desk.
Okay, that was all the water he got.
I feel like he has
drink
every right to be as thirsty as he wants.
No, he doesn't have that right. All right, this is an office. It's a shared space. We share the water. Like, get the fuck out of the line. Get your water and go back to your desk and drink it. Don't chug 3 glasses of water at the water station.
Well, what if he had just, like, filled up one glass and, like, stepped over the side and let you fill up, and then when you left, then he drank some more? Would
it
would be
have been better
issue?
Or still would have pissed me off, man. Like,
you wouldn't have seen the third glass, that's for sure.
Bring a water bottle.
That's like, the right answer.
But you know how unproductive that is, what this guy's doing? We're paying this guy. He doesn't work for me, obviously.
Because if he did, he wouldn't be getting water breaks.
He'd be like, what are you doing? Like, get your water and take it back to your desk. Drink your water there. My team has, like, big jugs of water that they have. They're in, like, this water drinking challenge. So, anyways. Okay. That's
the challenge. Who can be the most?
Segment one. That's Grind My Gears 2.0.
Yeah.
The new way that we do that segment.
Still work in progress? Or is that the final product?
I thought it was.
No, that was great.
That was great, yeah.
It went well.
I've got 11 of those tracks.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
But I only need that one. Okay. That one.
The other ones are just as good, if not better.
Okay. Do we have Millennial Corner?
Yeah, check it out.
And are we heading over there now?
Yeah, let's go to the... I feel like...
This is easy. Did you already just know to type that in?
Yeah. I feel like I was born in, like, you know, like...
This is one of my favorite songs.
Late 80s, early 90s.
I literally listen to the song all the time.
Well, it's because you're a millennial.
I should probably tell you what it's called.
I feel like I just did.
What is it? Is it? Yeah. I don't know this song. Oh, okay. All right, so I've got a new phrase that I learned. Almost stores are coming from work lately.
Yeah.
Because I've
well, it's either your garage, fast food, or there. Work.
Yeah, it's like the one. Yeah, the few places I go. Now you know my
Check
life.
Check
this
right?
out. Yeah. Those are the places I go in life. Is my garage, fast food, and work.
Like at the beginning of the segment, I was like, "Yeah, sure, check this out."
And I have most of my team's millennials, right? Yeah. So I get to learn all the phrases.
Yeah, what new phrase you learned? Oh, that's so, what we were doing, right? Like AF, lit.
Yes.
Binyu.
Fire.
Binyu.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that
we
one.
We went over that.
Fire, yeah, fire.
Fire's a big one. Okay. This one refers generally to music or food. And the food or music either slaps or smacks.
Yeah, slaps.
But...
Like, if it's music, it slaps.
Yes! Only, and so this girl that works for me, she's like, what pisses me off is people get it all wrong. Food doesn't slap or smack, okay? Only music slaps and food smacks, and that's the way it is. You don't get to mix them up. She's very passionate about
this. Oh, wow. I just know, like, when you know what else is new? I don't know if I ever told
Claps?
You.
Claps? Isn't that a thing, too?
No, bop.
I don't know about bop.
You're like, this is a bop. Like, that's a good song. Like, this is a bop.
Like, mbop?
No, just bop. And then this song, yeah, this song slaps, yeah. My buddy does a post, and he'll post, like, his favorite songs for the month. And he's like, you know, April slaps, or January slaps. And he's listening.
That's cool.
It's like the bomb,
I've
right?
never heard, yes, exactly like it. I've never heard smacks, though. Like, this burrito smacks.
Yes. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to say.
Well, it smacks you in your taste buds.
Or, like, you're... Smacking good.
No, that's why. It's because you're...
Live smacking good.
Yeah, God, I hate that.
What do you hate? You really hate it, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I hate? You know... People wake up in the morning and like, don't do that. You don't need to do that.
You just gotta wake...
Didn't do anything.
That's the go brush your teeth down.
Yeah. Or like they're finishing guys, eating some food and they're like... Mm-hmm.
We're no longer the millennial corner.
Oh,
can
sorry,
we...
sorry. I get it. You ate some food. Go brush your teeth. Like, get it out of your mouth. Stop that.
Oh, gosh.
Did you queue up those Wendy's tweets?
Oh, I didn't. Did you want to get those up?
Okay, you guys Wendy's talk tweets? About something real quick.
Oh, gosh, well.
Oh, I heard of another one, but it was when you go out and when something, it's like slaps and claps, but, or no, slaps and smacks, but it's also when you go out and you're clapping. It's like when you're killing people online. But that stemmed from, like, when you were, like, clapping ass, because in the right sexual position, you get a little bit of a sound out of it, and so, like, you're fucking people over in video games is clapping. Oh, yeah, we were clapping these fools last night. I was like, oh, okay. You not heard that?
I've never heard that.
Well,
okay, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're prepared?
So, yeah, so somebody tweeted at Wendy's. Hey, if you reply to this tweet right now, I'll order everything on the Wendy's menu. And someone and then Wendy sent a picture and said prove or sent a tweet and said prove it. Oh, dude responds with a garbage bag and says, "Here's your proof." Like just trash, right? So he's saying when it's trash. Mm-hmm. And then Wendy's replies, "Thanks for showing your baby pictures."
Hell yeah.
Okay, here's another one. When McDonald's announces on Twitter, today we've announced that by mid-2018, all quarter pounder burgers at the majority of our restaurants will be cooked with fresh beef. Wendy's response, at McDonald's, so you'll still use frozen beef at most of your burgers at all your other restaurants? Just asking for a friend. Wendy's tweets, there are plenty of fish in the sea. And then... this one's not good. Okay. And then, I'm sorry, guys. Apologize for being wrong. If the beef is never frozen, then how do you guys keep it fresh? And then somebody responds, refrigerators, and it's all spaced out. Like, super, like, it's, dude, they're great. Why is your beef square? Because we don't cut corners. So anyways,
that's what's supposed to be savage, dude. You promised me savagery.
Wendy's, can you give me relationship advice? Wendy says, if you're asking a fast food Twitter for relationship advice, you're probably doomed.
So okay. Somebody tweeted at Wendy's, McDonald's is better. And Wendy's response was, at freezing beef. Like,
dude, these are great.
Am I supposed to be impressed by this, guys?
Absolutely. Show me what this other restaurant's tweeting.
This is a corporation, okay. Like, throwing shade.
Is that a millennial term, throwing shade?
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, Ryan.
I'm young.
You are
I want to go on a date with Wendy's and take them to a real burger joint at Burger King. They tag Burger King. Burger King responds, treat her like a princess she deserves to be. And then Wendy responds, if you're looking for a princess, you might want to let it go. Not interested in the frozen beef kingdom.
Like,
what's up, dude? These are great.
Can I tell you, like, is that all they got is, like, calling out McDonald's and Burger King for frozen beef? I just want you to know, I like...
Hey, Wendy's, I just ate Burger King. What are you going to do about it? And Wendy says, feel sorry for you. Hey, Wendy, if Wendy's doesn't reply to this, I'm going to go to McDonald's and order everything on the menu. Wendy's response, don't do that to yourself.
Somebody said, yo, at Wendy's, y'all can use my mixtape to flame grill your burgers if you want. And Wendy's responded, we prefer to keep our food fresh and hot. So now they're just calling out at people, too.
My problem with a lot of this is like...
It's all frozen things?
The frozen burgers taste better.
I think Wendy's is really good, though. I don't think better, but...
I mean, we did have that episode. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not impressed.
That's fair.
Should I tweet at Wendy's?
Yes.
See what they say?
You have to set up a Twitter first.
Ugh. Yeah. God, that sounds awful. How would I set up a Twitter?
You go to twitter.com and register.
You can do this right now?
No, not right now. Now's not the time.
I mean, you can. We can choose your Twitter handle.
Yeah, what would your Twitter handle be? Everything makes me grumpy.
Yeah, something like that. Like, cranky old bitch.
Yeah, probably take it.
Everything makes me grumpy is like, yeah, that's the perfect Twitter handle for Levi. See if it exists. Oh, I think I have Twitter.
At leaving my house sucks.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great.
Oh, man.
What happened to me?
What happened to you?
Is this your guy? I blame you. One of you two.
For what?
Making me so... Oh, God. Don't get so offended. Jeez Louise. I'm just blaming you for my crankiness.
Everything makes me cranky? Is that what we're looking for Levi? What do you blame us for? For making you cranky?
No, we're going to have to edit.
Search. Everything makes me cranky.
This is rough.
Hey, it's available.
What is?
Everything makes me cranky. You don't want to be Everything Makes Me Cranky?
No.
How close are we to episode 100?
One away.
Two away.
So, listeners, we're coming up on a very special, monumental episode here. Episode 100. I mean, I don't know if that means we've been doing this for 2 years.
Or for too long.
Yeah.
Oh, zing!
I mean, if you've been one of those people that's been with us since the YouTube days when we started off as a YouTube show,
that's right.
Bless your soul. Thank you. Yeah. If you're newer and you just hopped on the train... Probably last year when I hosted an episode, that was probably your first one. thanks for joining. It's been a pleasure having you on. But let us know what you'd like to see for the 100th episode. Should we stream it live? Should we record at a live location or something? Or just kind of brainstorming here.
We could record at Chick-fil-A.
That'd be great
on a Sunday.
No. Oh, dude. Coming at you live from the front of Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
The doors are locked.
That'd be funny to us for 5 minutes, and then
we'd be outside of a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, on a Sunday.
Where could we get
live chickens to record with?
No, God, this is why I'm.
You know what we should do for the 100th episode? Redo some of our old segments from the YouTube days.
Oh,
like the Craigslist ads.
Oh,
we've done Craigslist.
So let's do top 10 minus 5 on 100 episodes. We'll make it 100 minutes long. We'll do.
Dude, you're brilliant.
Thanks, man.
I thought this is why we brought him on, is for his brains.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
you got the
100 minute long episode, 100 different segments.
You got the handsome guy, that's me.
Yeah.
And then you got the brains. You got
that's, you
the
know,
booty brains.
Fun fact guy.
Booty brains.
So yeah, just keep. Hit us up on Twitter. Are we on Twitter?
Yeah, at Mandarin Radio.
Okay, hit us up on Twitter if you have an idea for the 100th episode, or even our email, or Facebook, or Insta. But we need some segment ideas here.
You know what else people could do that only one person has done is rate the show.
Oh my gosh, you a-holes. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, go on iTunes. look up Man Room Radio and just give us 5 stars. It takes you 2 seconds.
Yeah, cuss us out while you do it. Just tell us our show sucks and give us 5 stars. We don't care. We just want the stars.
Yeah.
It's your chance to berate us and feel good about it.
And also redeem yourself because you've been kind of a dick lately.
Yeah. Absolute a-hole move.
Yeah.
You guys are monsters. Did you know that?
We're just reading what you told us to say.
This is your script.
I have never written you guys a script. Okay?
Last contract negotiation.
What's this?
I think that's my stock options.
Oh. Easy cover up.
Yeah.
All right.
Your stock options, not for Mandarin Radio, because nobody's leaving us 5 stars on iTunes.
No, seriously, guys, leave us a review if you like the show. If you hate it, then see you later.
Also leave us a review.
Yeah. Or don't, but...
Just don't leave a bad review.
Yeah, we'll catch you guys later, all right?
Are we done?
Have a good weekend.
It's Monday. See you tomorrow. It's fucking Monday. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done. Oh. Tell these people...
I did. We already
that's
just
what
did.
We just did.
That they're fucked.
Oh.
You're
fucked. Who knew that would be a precursor to us during the show? Sounds like a Disneyland ride.
Yeah.
Should have been a moral head, should it? You are super duper. I can think of anything besides your fault. My God, you are fucked. You are F-U-C-K-E-N-D. That spells fucked if you're too fucked, you see. So don't you have a drink and dry, my friend, unless you wanna go to jail and get fucked again. We're absolutely super.
That was great.
Man Room Radio. Wait.